Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Blasingame, having more fun than the law allows on the Small Business Advocate Show. Don't tell anybody we're having so much fun here. I'm very excited about our good buddy Rick Newman being back on the show. Rick's books are Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. And his new book, Liberty for All, is a manifesto for reclaiming financial political freedom. He's a columnist for Yahoo Finance, finance.yahoo.com. Right, Rick?
Yes.
That's where they can find your videos. He's got a lot of, he's on air there quite a bit, folks, and also columns, I don't know, half a dozen columns a week. He's amazingly prolific. He actually isn't, he's actually an android, folks. He doesn't have to sleep or eat. Rick,
if only.
Another article that you wrote is similar to one that I'm going to be publishing this weekend about some things to think about when you're contemplating what's been going on in the stock market the last few days, how to put it in perspective a little bit. So help us out with that.
Well, what we've been through, this can be extremely unnerving if you're sitting there watching your account balances decline 3, 4, 5% a day, which is the type of changes we have. But what we've been through is nothing like what we went through in 2008. So I was doing interviews on some of the cable networks, for instance, and people were asking, "Is this like Lehman Brothers all over again?" And it's like the question actually is almost surprising because it's nothing like 2008. We're stocks just go down sometimes. You have to remember that. They don't always go down because the financial system is falling apart. Sometimes they just go down because they got a little bit overvalued. I think that's part of what's been happening.
2008 was almost an unprecedented financial collapse.
Nothing is like 2008,
and this,
except perhaps 1929.
That's right. But which was associated with a stock market crash. But this is a stock market correction. It's not part of the systemic a financial world, and it's a correction because the shares, the stocks got overvalued. In my opinion, I've been saying that the shares were overvalued for a couple of years now. We're waiting for some kind of an influence, like we know now. We talked about in the last segment, which was the China's devaluation of their currency and their economy. But talk to us about some of the things that. So now that we got that out of the way, don't wring your hands over that, folks. But talk to us a little bit about some of the things that we should be thinking about.
Well, I think the most important thing is the U.S. economy is actually doing pretty well. There really are no signs that we're about to enter another recession. We just got some news today. GDP growth in the second quarter was higher than expected. I think the number I just saw was 3.7%. That's now that could end up being revised down, but that's if that's real, what's happening in the real economy, that's pretty darn good. We've seen good job growth. The unemployment rate has been falling. The housing market is actually stabilized. It's becoming healthy again. Consumers have paid down a lot of debt. Auto sales have been strong. So if whatever's going on in the stock market does not reflect major problems in the U.S. economy right now, and that's good news because the stock market and the economy eventually have to line up and kind of go the same direction.
Well, exactly right. And the thing is the one of the things that I like pointing out is that corporations, large and small businesses and large businesses, have their balance sheets are infinitely stronger than they were 7 years ago.
And way better.
And because we've shed the debt, we've learned how to operate our businesses efficiently. We don't have anybody on payroll that we don't need. We don't have any debt that we can't service. We're not taking on any more debt that we shouldn't be taking on. We're not taking any flyers.
The banks aren't loaning that kind of money anymore.
Well, that's
they're
right.
A lot more careful.
Plus, they've been through. That's another thing to point out, folks. This is where things are different now than they were in 2008. Banks, their balance sheets have gone through numerous gauntlets of stress testing. So the banks are infinitely stronger than they were before, which was primarily what caused the crisis.
Right. Bottom line is this is when you see markets take these deep dips these days, It's mostly for reasons that are contained within financial markets. It's not what we saw in 2008, which is a reflection of the economy falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
Well, and I also think it's important to point out another thing, and that is that I still believe there's a disconnect now between Wall Street and Main Street.
There's no doubt about it.
That's happened as a result of many things. More traders than investors is one thing. The Fed's quantitative easing has contributed to that. But the point is that as long as the stock market correction doesn't get much worse than it is, the economy should not be affected all that much. I don't think we're going to see panic. I don't think we're going to see significant decisions being made around this in the marketplace. What do you think?
No, in fact, one of the ironic things is in the midst of this all this turmoil in the stock market and these scary headlines, stock market falls 4%, another 4%, Europe falling, China falling, so on. In the midst of all this, we got the latest consumer confidence reading, and consumer confidence shot up. Now, this is the number for July, but that tells you that people were feeling really good. I mean, the sort of baseline for that index is 100, and it went up to 101. So it's above the baseline. Now, what's going to happen is, I guarantee you, the next reading, it's a monthly number, is going to be lower because headlines about the bad stock market bump people out. But I think if it doesn't get any worse than it was, I think it came and went. It is not going to affect people to the extent that, for instance, they're going to start hoarding money and decide, well, I was about to buy a car, but now I'm afraid to.
When we come back, we're going to talk about some other stuff. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.